Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg, and this is a good question that came into our Ask Cindy portal on the front of Learburg.com, and I say it every time. You do not need to be a customer of Learburg to ask us a question on dog training. This one is about a lady that works in an animal shelter, and she has to deal with a 160-pound Great Dane that's just had neck surgery. And I think she's got some bad information. We'll talk about it though. Here's what she said. I work at an animal shelter and we have a very large Great Dane mix, 160 pounds. He's an unneutered male, just over 2 years old. He grew up without boundaries and pulled his previous owner off their feet several times. I can believe that. Even broke their leg and shoulder. So that's a hard one. We trained him to walk nicely on leash without distractions, but he's very reactive to other dogs, and the sex of the other dogs doesn't matter, male or female. So I assume it's not a testosterone issue. When he sees a dog, he lunges like crazy, growls, and is completely unresponsive to the handler. That's a hard road to go. We previously used a head harness to manage unexpected out-of-training dog encounters. Head halters have a very, very limited use, and they are overused. But we won't go into that right now. However, he had major spinal surgery on his neck 3 months ago. He's not allowed to wear a head harness or any kind of collar ever again? That's a question. Do you have any tips on how to handle a lunging 160-pound dog that's on a chest harness? So that's not a head harness, that's a chest harness. We tried halties, chest harnesses, and others, but he just pulls straight through any kind of person that's holding on to that. Training goes well, except for these dog encounters. Well, I can believe that. That one would be a good one to go in video, I think. Cindy goes ahead and says, I'm unsure what to suggest for a huge reactive dog that can't wear a collar and lives in an animal shelter environment. It's a no-win-win situation. Harnesses by themselves promote pulling. Without the ability to control him physically during the training process, this seems like a dangerous endeavor, both for you and the dog. In my opinion, this dog needs to learn leash pressure with a collar or slip lead, because what other options are there? There aren't very many other options. His only chance for having a quality life would mean learning the training steps he would have to learn when he was a puppy or a young dog. Thanks for your reply. I was hoping that there was some other options we missed, because the vet specifically said a collar would be extremely dangerous for this dog, with a risk of paralysis for him due to surgery and weakness in his cervical spine. I will say this, and that is, the risk here is this dog attacking another dog. They're saying, don't put a harness or a collar on the dog because he may be paralyzed. Well, if he bites somebody, especially a 160-pound dog, what's going to happen then? They're going to have to put him to sleep. So you got the yin and the yang going here, and it's not a good situation. The person goes on to say, we do leash pressure training with him, and he's doing great on regular walks and with mild distraction. But we weren't far enough into the training yet when the surprise surgery had to be done. I guess we'll just have to continue the battle with the harness until we find someone willing and capable to take him 24/7. And that's a problem too, because here, you've got an animal shelter, they want to do the right thing. You've got to give them credit for wanting to do the right thing. But to take a dog like this and put him into a home and say, don't ever put a collar on this dog, that's a recipe for a disaster. I think, quite frankly, and there's going to get a lot of bad feedback on this, if I had this dog, I would probably have to figure out how to train him using low-level stimulation with a remote collar and having a leash on the dog. I'd have to risk it, and I'd have to apply the pressure with the remote collar. And can someone that's not a professional dog trainer do that? I don't think so. So I don't know that there's an answer for this. It would be interesting to follow up and find out what happened. This is one of those no-win situations. I will say this. This no-collar thing on this dog came from a vet. Vets are medical providers. They are not dog trainers. And most of them are nice people. But they hand out training advice when they're not qualified to hand out training advice. Just because they see somebody, just because they see dogs 8 times a day, 10 times a day on medical problems doesn't qualify them to be a dog trainer. So you have to take what they say with a grain of salt. And this is a big grain of salt right here to deal with. At the end of this, I did a video a couple years ago on dealing with dominant aggressive dogs, which is reactive dogs. It's about 20 hours long. I'm going to put the link on the back of this video. It's really, really good information in there. If you have a reactive dog, take a look at that online course.